In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
He is always with you.
The great communicator, philosopher, Emmy Award winner, Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, recounted a leap of faith in his own life in 1919, the year 1919. He had received a full scholarship to a university. And upon receiving that news, Sheen ran immediately to tell his pastor, Father Bergen. And upon hearing that news, Father Bergen challenged young Fulton. Father Bergen asked Fulton J. Sheen, "Do you believe in God?" And Sheen replied, "Well, you know I believe in God." Father Bergen responded, "I mean practically, not theoretically. Do you believe in God?" Sheen then responded more cautiously, "Well, I hope I do." Then Father Bergen gave him the challenge: tear up your scholarship. Alarmed, Fulton Sheen responded, "Father Bergen, this scholarship entitles me to 3 years of university training with all expenses paid." Father Bergen responded, "You know you have a vocation. Is that not true?" Sheen responded, "Yes." The priest then said, "You should be going to seminary, not the university." The young Sheen presented a counter-argument, a rather reasonable argument. He said, "I can go to seminary after I get my PhD. There'll be little chance of that if I'm ordained. I can go and get my education in the university and then I go on to the seminary." And Father Bergen responded, "Fulton, tear it up. Go to the seminary. That is what the Lord wants you to do. Do the will of God, trust in Him, and you will receive a far superior education." Fulton J. Sheen took the scholarship and he tore it up. He went to seminary, and Venerable Sheen went on to receive 2 doctorates, and on top of that, an extra award to those who do superior excellence in their doctoral studies. That experience in the life of Venerable Sheen demonstrates a truth revealed in today's gospel lesson. Listen to the word of God and put out into the deep. In today's gospel passage, something similar occurred. Simon was a fisherman, and God literally stepped into his world and stepped into his own livelihood. And he told Peter, or Simon at this point, put out into the deep. Simon hesitated, because putting out into the deep is putting out into the unknown. and then he made the act of faith based on the Word of God. Reading today's lesson carefully, what we actually see is a gradual movement of faith in Simon. First, the Lord asked Simon to make a small act of obedience. Simon, put out a little from the land. Peter did that. Simon did that. For Simon, that was safe. Seemed reasonable. Okay. It wasn't asking too much. And he could obey that small commandment. Such is the way that God will act in your life and mine, and in anybody who's willing to follow him. God will first ask you and me and anybody else following him to make small acts of obedience before he asks you to put out in the deep. After stepping into the life of Simon, and after stepping into his world, symbolized by that boat, then Simon hears the preaching of this God-man with this whole crowd around the Lake of Gennesaret, everybody hearing him, amazed at what they're hearing him. They're hearing him as if they've never heard anybody preach like this in the past. They're hearing the life-giving word. That's just it, the life-giving word. And upon hearing the word of God, what does Jesus the Christ do next? He gives Simon a second commandment. And this second commandment demands greater faith. Simon, put out into the deep. Jesus of Nazareth gives this command to Simon at a time of the day when fish don't bite. He's giving Simon this commandment after this man has toiled all night catching nothing, and so he's exhausted. Giving a command to a man who, can you only imagine at this point, is discouraged. And the Lord asked Peter, there is Simon at this moment, he's still Simon at this moment, step out of your comfort zone. And even in the midst of your tired exhaustion, and even in the midst of your discouragement, step out, Simon. Simon had a decision to make. Was he going to put his trust in the Word of God, rather than putting trust in his own human reason and his own human strength? The result, as you heard in the gospel passage, was the catch of an incalculable number of fish, breaking the boats, causing them to sink in the ground and into the water. That act of faith by Simon did more than just catch a large fish. What else did it do? It brought other people into the life of Simon, into his boat. Quote, they called to their comrades in the other boat to come and help them. End of quote. The life of faith, it brings more people into your life. Simon, and if you look closely at this point, now Luke uses the word Simon Peter, falls to his knees. This is a recognition of his own unworthiness before the man God, before someone who speaks something powerful and can do powerful things. And so as he kneels before the Lord, what's that a symbol of? A death happening now in old Simon. And Jesus the Christ raises his man up back on his feet. Now he's Simon Peter, a new creation. And the Lord is calling him to a metanoia. Turn, Simon, away from this boat and this fishing, and give these talents of yours to the kingdom of heaven. Follow me. This was only the first of several deaths and resurrection in the life of Simon Peter. However, this is the journey of divinization for any and every baptized person. On the day of your baptism, on the day of mine, God stepped into our boat and he took charge. And similar to Fulton Sheen and Simon Peter, God is going to lead you through the series of small acts of obedience and large acts of obedience. He's going to tell you, put out in the deep. How will you respond?